This is Jamie Dyer welcoming you to another edition of The Quocast. Now, if you're listening to this thinking, I'd like to be a guest on The Quocast, then I'm always looking for people to come on and talk status quo. Whether you're in a tribute band or perhaps you've had something to do with the band over the past 50 years or so, maybe you're just a fan who likes to listen to their albums, maybe you've seen them hundreds of times, maybe you've only seen them twice. Whatever the case may be, I would love to hear from you. Email the quocast@outlook.com, that's quocast@outlook.com, or you can check out the Facebook page, which is just simply The Quocast, or tweet us on Twitter at castquo, that's at castquo on Twitter, and you can come on via telephone or Skype and talk all things status quo. Regular listeners to the show will know that I was supposed to have a guest on this week, and unfortunately, because of my laziness, I haven't got in contact with them. So if you're listening to this, I will get in contact with you soon. But as Queen once sang, the show must go on, and I thought maybe this week was a good time to talk about soundtracks, and in particular, Quo on film and television soundtracks. Have you ever heard Quo in a TV show or a film? Well, the earliest example of Quo being used in a film that I could find, according to IMDb, was the 1976 documentary All This and World War II, which was that thing about World War II set to the Beatles music performed by artists of the day. If you haven't heard Quo's version of Getting Better, it's on the Rockin' All Over the World album deluxe and 2005-6 remaster as well. So that's the earliest example that I can find. More recent examples include Men in Black, of course, Men in Black 3, in particular, Pictures of Matchstick Men. That track does appear a lot, but mainly because it was a big hit in America and is more kind of associated with the psychedelia of the late 60s. And really, apart from that, it's very slim pickings, isn't it? So here are a few other examples of Quo present on the soundtrack of a movie, according to IMDb. So if there are others out there, please do correct me and tell me, let me know, and maybe we can let IMDb know. But a few examples include My Name is Joe, a 1998 drama romance, where apparently they used the track Down the Dustpipe. There's also the 2000 movie Paul is Dead, a drama. The track Again and Again was used in that. Once Upon a Time in the Midlands has the track Whatever You Want, that was made in 2002. There's the song April, Spring, Summer and Wednesdays, a little bit more obscure, used in the 2005 movie Dead Fish. In the 2013 movie The Love Punch, Whatever You Want was used, and quite possibly there are many more. And I know that in television, when you think about TV, there are loads of examples. I remember one of their tracks, Down the Dustpipe, I think, was used in Heartbeat. There was also a couple of examples of them being used in Life on Mars. And there are so many examples, isn't it? Because they get used in loads of things. And speaking of television, do you remember a time when Argos used to use Whatever You Want as their kind of main track? That's was it Argos? I think it was, actually, back in the 90s. And of course, our Australian listeners will know that Coles supermarkets used Down Down, Prices Are Down, and they also used Whatever You Want, I think, at one point. And that's what inspired the acoustic thing, apparently. Didn't somebody say that? I'm sure. See, I don't know about anybody else, but I always find it quite exhilarating when I hear Quo on the soundtrack of something. And obviously, I'm not going to let their appearance in Bula Quo go unnoticed, but this doesn't seem like the right space to talk about that, because yeah, they're on the soundtrack, but they're also in the movie. That's kind of a different thing, isn't it? I mean, that soundtrack album is better than people give it credit for, save for a couple of tracks. Mystery Island, what was that about? But it doesn't seem like the right space, so we'll talk about that at another time. And just thinking here that there are times when inadvertently Quo are used on the soundtrack, sort of. Do you remember that track that Francis did with Groove Armada? Purple Haze. That's been used in a few things. I mean, if anyone's ever heard that, that's a great remix of April, Spring, Summer and Wednesdays, obviously with different lyrics over it, which is great. I thought that was a great way of modernizing using that riff, and Francis is even in the music video as well. That's been used in quite a few things down the years since its release in the early 2000s. And lastly, it seems worth mentioning here, not just Quo on soundtracks included in things, but also Andy Bowen's contribution to the medium. Because if anyone's looked into that guy's career, who celebrated a birthday quite recently, so happy birthday to you for then. But if anyone's ever looked into his career, it's fascinating, the different things that he did over the years. Obviously, he was in Judas Jump, he was in The Herd, and he played with Peter Frampton at several different points, and Pink Floyd and stuff. But he also had a slight minor career as a theme tune writer. He wrote the theme tune to the 70s series Ace of Wands, which is great. Andy's voice isn't always the strongest, but I think in those things, in the things that he did for them, I thought was it really, really works. It really goes with the era. You know, he managed to write this kind of part pop, part psychedelia, you know, into the 70s groovy man stuff, which is really interesting. And then he also did the theme tune to Top of the Pops Wannabe Supersonic, which, looking at clips of it, that show is mad, isn't it? It's mad. And luckily, Andy managed to perform on that show a few times, as did Quo, and the performances on there are outstanding. I know that they're mostly miming to the tracks, but what I'm talking about is the use of fireworks and explosions and lighting, and there's something there. It was like they just threw the whole budget at it, and it was bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. And Andy was at the center of it all. And I'm sure I read somewhere, because many people assume that the track Supersonic has a Quo member playing on it because of the rhythm. But I'm sure I read somewhere that it wasn't any member of Quo. It was Chris Spedding. Or was it that just Chris Spedding was in the Supersonic clip of the performance of the theme tune? Something like that. There's some kind of story, and I hope that one day someone can come on here and tell me about it, because I'd be really interested to know. Because we don't really talk about Andy's solo career, do we? Very much. It hasn't really been reissued on CD. He did that new album about 10 years ago, which has recently been released again. And they also released his debut album, think it was, in Korea or somewhere like that. We rarely talk about it, and unfortunately we're not going to talk about it in too much detail today. I just thought it was worth mentioning his work on various soundtracks, you know. And I'm sure if you looked into the other bands that he was in and the other things, I'm sure Andy appears on loads of stuff, as does many of the musicians who appeared in Quo over the years. John Rhino Edwards played in several different bands beforehand. I'm sure he's on many of a soundtrack inadvertently, you know, not named specifically, but in the music or the recordings that he played. It's just interesting. If you do hear of Quo in any particular program or film out there, then please do get in contact with us. Email quocast@outlook.com. That's quocast@outlook.com, and I shall see you on the next podcast.